Perek Tes, Pasuk Chavav. Last two psukim of the Perek. Halis Ma'agal Raglecha, Chod Rachecha Yikoino. I really should have looked that up in an English translation. You know, we have the word Halis could be like to pay. Basically, with the idea, I think, what right, is to pave the way of your feet, and all your paths, you kind of will be established correctly, right? But right, we use
Yikonu and Pales are similar words.
Huh?
Yikonu and Pales are similar.
Similar words. Yeah. So Pales is specifically, we know in Israel, you have
Pales.
Like, yeah, Pales, which is like to balance something out, to make sure it's straight. So it's like, that's going to be relevant somewhat maybe to the way the Gros are going to explain the word over here. So let's see what the Gros says. Halis Maga. Yeah. Perek Dalet Pasuk Chavav. The Gros says, Halis Magal Raglecha. Kvar Kosafti Sheshnei Inyon Nimidasei. I've already written that there's two types of inyani of midas, and he's referring to paragimel pasuk of gimel. Over there. Okay, shnei, right over there. He said shnei inyani midasain echad mashahaya betivay kain, what his nature is. That's what he says earlier in Paragimel Pasuk of Gimel. The second type of midas is the ones that are not natural for the person. Rakshahir Gilis Atzmai, except that he trained himself. Right, he trained himself to have that midah. So Gros says over here, based on this side, Kasafti Shishnei Yoni Midas. Right, midah is Shenoldu Yimay Beteva or midah Shahir Gilis Atzmai. Right, the natural midas of a person, and then the ones that the person worked on and trained himself and acquired. But the midas of a person that are inborn, those are called his drachim. Because that's his derech already from the beginning of his creation.
It's
called
his derech. I'm saying.
What's that?
No, and your marga also, that's your derech from whenever it started.
Yeah.
Why derech dafka means from the beginning of your...
Oh, well, let's hear it. Ba'oisen shehir gilasatz my nikrois regel. The ones that you trained yourself, right? So how do you train yourself? By getting yourself into the habit of that, of acting with in a certain way. So that's called regel, shehir gilasatz my. He got himself used to it. He trained himself. So that would be the difference between drachav, is that it was always his derech, whereas regel is indicative of something that he had to be margil himself to get that midah. So I mean, as far as your question goes,
it's probably
the contrast between the two. You know, the regel would probably be melamed on the derech, that the derech is something that always was the derech for this person.
Also earlier, also in that Gimel Chav Gimel was Darkecha
V'Raglecha. Yeah. So says the Goyin Lo Oysan Shehir Gilis Atzmoy Tzarech Lishmar Ulefalis Ma'oid. Those midas that the person trains himself for, it's not naturally born for him. So those he has to guard and pave for it and guard and steer himself, I guess, because very, very much. Because Yishmois, and when he guards them, right, he's paying attention always and he's working on it. Az Oisin Shahayu Bativam and Melu Yushmurim. By guarding and working on the midas of the person that are not natural, but the ones that he had to work on, by guarding those, then memela, automatically, the ones that are inborn and natural for him will also be guarded. Because even midas that are natural to a person might have been born with a good temperament or whatever specific midah, But at the end of the day, a person could lose those midos and he can be trained into a bad habit. He can end up leaving his naturally good state and becoming, chas v'shalom, corrupted in a specific mida or midas. So by working on the one, on the midas that you had to work on, or that you had to build a habit for, that you had to train yourself on, by being shomer those, automatically the inborn midas will also be guarded. V'zeu palis magal raglecho, that's what it means, palis magal raglecho. Oysan shehurgel, those midas that you had to, you know, you had to be kind of through habit and through training. Tzarech lefales ulhaviron ma'at ma'at.
He's talking about midas rosh. No, midas rosh, yeah. In mind it says, osi midas rosh shehurgel. Tzarech lefales ulhaviron.
Okay, it's going to be the same idea, but that works better with the word lahaviru.
That's
So those midos that you had to that you had to work on getting rid of, lefalus lahaviru, to like pave the way and get rid of them, clear your derech, maat maat. You had to get rid of them slowly. Those midos rise. Kederech ha-pelas, that's the way the pelas works.
It's he's talking about if it's a guy had acquired osi midas rosh shehurgel. Someone acquired midas rosh, is it? Is that you? Tzarech lefalos lahavir kederech ha-pelas.
The midas that. Oh, that's the problem with that girsa. That's the problem with his girsa. If you just read a oisin shehurgel, those midas that you got yourself used to doing. It sounds like it's like a kitzur lashon here that's been kavul the midas rois and the midas tevis. It's like the ones you worked on to get rid of the bad and build yourself the good midah. Right, every midah obviously has, we've seen from the Rambam, has two extremes. So it sounds like it's like a kitzur lashon oisin shel hurgul, maybe in a positive sense. He brings that lashon from hurgul midas rois. He brings from ksaviat.
No. This is an older version. You have a lot of differences in yours.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. But he doesn't give.
That's just the nusach.
Interesting. Okay, so but basically, no. So you see from the context of what he's saying over here, is that when you're training yourself to a new midah, you're trying to get rid of midas rois. You have to go slow. A point that we saw the Gro already said earlier, and says later on in the, actually. We moved over and saw it later in the Sefer. You have to go slow. Kederech ha-pelas, v'loy le'choiz, meaning you have to wait, if you jump, you're going to fall. V'loy le'choiz tekef ha-katzeh acharon, and you can't hold grasp immediately the opposite extreme. Ad she'yargil es atzmoy v'yiluy k'moy teva. Until you train yourself slowly but surely, until it becomes like nature, what we call second nature. So that's the pales magal reglecha, is to train yourself slowly until you build a new habit. You get rid of the old bad mida and you build the new mida, a mida teiva. V'chol drachecha yikoinu, u'mimela oisen shein drachov, me'esi voldo yikoinu. See, he's saying that pales, I guess, is a directive. It's telling you, you should be pales. You should clear out, you know, and make and pave your way. The chod rechecha yikainu is nifal. Yikainu is not a directive, but rather this is the outcome. This is something davar shabemelo. This is what's going to happen, is that all your drachim are going to become straightened and correct. So that's why the Gro is saying, you see that by working, you have to work on the midas that you're margil, the ones that are not natural to you, and memela when you're guarding the ones that are not natural to you, but are rather that you've been kaina. So memela your natural midas, which are the drachecha yikainu, they'll also be established and set. That's why he says yikainu is meloshen kan ubasis, meloshen of kan, which we find like the ki or vekanoi, right? It's a base, right? But if you don't guard, the ones, the midas that took training and took working on, then also your natural midas won't stay straight, won't be based, won't be kept. Why? So here it uses the mashal that the Chayv Salavavus gives in Shar Precious. Ki amidos doimin lechut shemar golius. The midos are compared to a necklace of little gems. Imoisim kesher besoif. If you make a knot at the end, az kula nishvarim. So all the gems or beads or whatever it is that are on the necklace, they're all going to be shamur. They're all going to be kept and stayed in place. Vimlav, but if you don't make that knot at the end, kula mavudim. They all get lost. Kihena midos. That's the way midos work. So he's saying that you, when you work on the ones that you've had to habituate yourself to, and you've had to improve yourself, you've had to work on those midos, and you work on that, so mamela, the good ones are going to also be kept in the necklace, so to say. They're all going to be kept in place. That's the knot at the end. But if you don't guard the ones that you've been working on, you're going to end up, right, that falls off. All the midas tovas also are going to slip off the chain, and you're going to fall even in things that you naturally would have midas tovas on. Even the qualities that you're naturally good, you're going to lose them. You're going to lose them. It's pretty scary. But I think it's a metzius is mechiach such a thing. So lechay noyma. Therefore, it says shalad day shefalis magal raglov gam drochi bichoinu. Through you being mephalis, right? Through you taking care of the path of the midas that you've worked on, which we said is raglav, gam drachav yikainus, also the natural paths, right, that you have in your natural midas will also be kept. Okay. So that basically means, I mean, let's just like translate it for a moment into the practical message of what the Gra is saying is that you have some people. Basically, it would be like this: if a person, everybody has certain positive qualities and certain negative qualities. There's nobody that everything is positive. There's always somewhere where there's some kind of chisar and some kind of deficiency. So what's going to happen is that if a person doesn't have any avoda on his midas, mm-hmm. right? Like he might have most of his midas are naturally, he's naturally a good kid, he was always naturally whatever. But if he doesn't ever work on his midas, so he's gonna slip in those good midas as well. Even his positive midas are going to take a hit at some point. Because the working on a midah is a protection for keeping your naturally born midas. Mm. The person that has no avodas hamidas, it's not going to stay like that. He's not going to keep. He's going to end up failing even in his naturally good qualities.
How does it work that it keeps the natural?
How does it work? How would it work? I would say like this. The Rambam begins in the beginning of Shmoneh Prakim Rambam. And he begins by with a very interesting yisoid. If I remember correctly, it's the first parak in Shmoneh Prakim Rambam, and he says the nefesh is one; it's indivisible. And he works hard at stressing that the nefesh is right. There were those who saw the nefesh as being perhaps there's different parts, meaning different nefashas. They saw you have a person who's built by a number of different nefashas. The Rambam stresses, emphasizes, and this is his introduction. I mean, Shmoneh Prakim Rambam is the Rambam's Sefer on Midas, really, right? And he says you have to know that your nefesh is one. It's true, we have different parts. He goes into the Chelek HaMisoyer and the Chelek Madame and the Chelek, he divides up. It shows you the different parts of the nefesh. But you have to still know that they're all one. I think that really is the insight over here, is that the midos of a person are all part of one nefesh. So we know that there's the Gra says, Eben Shleim has brought down that if a person is not being Eila, he's automatically Yoret. There's no such thing as staying in the same place. If you're moving up in Avodas Hashem, if you're moving up in Avodas Amidas, so great. But if you're not, there's no such thing as staying. You're automatically going to go down. So I think taking these two things together, that would mean that if you're not doing any Avodah on your Midas, and the Nefesh is all one, you can only go down. You're going to go down in your natural Midas.
How does it work? How
do you keep Midas that you're not worked on? What do you mean?
Worked on only the Midas.
Oh, because those are natural. Those are natural born. There's no. You're not going to lose, as long as you're still.
Why they should go down?
Why should they go down?
Can't
right, but since they're all connected, it's one nefesh, and your nefesh is working on getting stronger, so you're not going to lose what you naturally have. It's one. That's why I said the introduction of the Rambam that the nefesh is one. The Midas are. It's like it's a full picture. So if you're still working on improving that picture, you're not going to lose what you already have naturally, what's godly given. But if you're not working to improve this Torah, you're not, you know, then yeah.
And he's getting stronger, he's getting weaker. He's getting stronger, so then his positive meters are getting stronger with that.
Yeah. The truth of the matter is that on a deeper level, you know, the meaning of this fact, meaning of this idea that the Nefesh is one, really also means that all meters are intertwined. You know, there's an intertwining of the midas. So when you're being mechazik, one midah, and it's true also in Kabbalah, that's this yisoid that we might have mentioned in the past, like the Rashash, the yisoid of his kalos v'skashrus, is that that when you're improving, it's the same idea we find the Gro, Malos HaTorah, the Gro says that, the Gro's brother writes in the name of the Gro, that every mitzvah in the Torah includes in it all Tayag mitzvahs. Right? That's the way the world is built. Is that every prat in the klal includes in it all the pratim of the klal on a microscopic level, so to say. And so if every mitzvah in the Torah is kail all the Tayag mitzvahs, right, you can understand that all the mitzvahs are interrelated. That's how tshuva, right, the Balei Musa say, you should just be mechazik one thing, let's, you know, focus on one thing, because tefasta merubah lo tefasta before Rosh Hashanah, if you focus, or by Rosh Hashanah, sasim tshuva, hell, if you focus on too many things, you're a goner, you're not gonna handle it. So I always say that what really is that fundamentally, al pi said, when you're being mechazik one mitzvah, you're being mechazik that bechina of that mitzvah in all of the tayag mitzvahs. You're actually contributing to a chizik in every mitzvah on a microscopic level, but that's something. You're doing something.
You know, you can have both aspects. You can have mechazik and all the other mitzvahs in this mitzvah, and this mitzvah, and all the other mitzvahs. You're both
exactly.
Both bechinas.
Right. Now, the same thing would be true of midos. I mean, using the same, it's the same logic, the same structure that's described in this farm, is that every single, we have this in Sfiris HaOmer, we have in the Sidurim of the Pashtanim, the Chesed Shebe Chesed, and the Gvur Shebe Chesed, and the Tiferes Shebe Chesed, what's Chesed Gvur Tiferes, these are all Midas, and each Mid, you see, includes all the different Midas. Chesed we know in this farm is Av, Gvur is Yira, right? So these, each Mida has in it a subdivision of, right, it includes in it a little bit, an aspect of all the other midas. So when you're improving a midah that you don't have naturally, you're actually being mechazik the ones that you have, that your natural ones as well. So that's just a somewhat of a deeper.
That would be the pshat. Why? I was wondering how come you're going to lose the ones that you have naturally. The difference is because the weak point of those.
Oh.
Is this midah you don't have is the weak point of those.
That's the flip side, right?
Yeah, that's the weak point. So if you're mechazik it, then it protects you. If you're not mechazik it, so that,
yeah. Now,
that's the pesach chatos
rov rovis. But more than that, again, it's coming still to the same yisoid of the gra, that you can only either go up or down. There's no such thing as staying still. Because what happens, if you have a midah ra, you're using that midah. Every time you apply that midah ra, you fall, you get angry. Every time you're making that midah more entrenched in you, so you're actually getting worse and worse in that midah. If you're getting worse and worse in that midah, you're automatically getting worse in your naturally born midahs, like you're saying. So you have to use that nekudah, that there's no staying stagnant. There's no such thing as just staying there. And that's you know, a very deep understanding into how our nefesh is working, how midahs are working, how each thing impacts the other.
question. Sorry. Are midos and mitzvahs inseparable?
That's a good question. We know midos tovas brings to more mitzvahs, and midos rois brings to more averus. There's a causal, a cause and effect relationship between the two.
Yeah. But I can still have negative midos and do a mitzvah.
Yeah, everybody has midos rois, and people still do mitzvahs. But again, it's a package deal. It's how much. The more midos rois a person has, the more averus he's going to be doing.
Less talks about midos are to mitzvahs.
Right.
The mitzvahs are meant to affect the mensch, and the midos are the mensch.
Sharik dusha, you're talking about. Yeah. So that's they're a pesach. That's the opening. Those are the gates to the mekayim mitzvahs. Yeah. Okay, let's do the last pasuk here. Al tet yamin usmoil hose ragl chamira. Don't turn right and left. Remove your feet from evil. So it says the goyim shemitchila here again. This is like the lashon is not the greatest lashon. Shemitchila tzarech adam leilech ma'at ma'at ad kseh achron. First step is that a person has to go slowly but surely to the opposite extreme of his problematic midah. And then he has to remain at that opposite extreme for a time until he gets used to it, until it becomes habit for him. And when he becomes rogil, he becomes rogel in that midah toiva, and he doesn't touch the ra at all because he's all the way at the opposite extreme. He's not even touching the ra. Oz yachzer al derech hamitzua. Then he pulls back and comes back to the middle ground, because the midpoint is really the ideal. It's not good to be overly anything in any direction. Vezel acha sheyefalis maat maat v'yibikze acharon achakach al tet yamin usmol. That's what the pasuk here is saying, that after you've done this work of going slow and going to the opposite extreme, to be koina the midah tova, then don't turn right or left. There's a missing point over here. I actually looked up because I wasn't comfortable saying it on my own, but I saw Philip says it also, that you have to say that, and then you've spent time. Right, until you were margal that midah tova, like he said, kashehu rogel ba midah tova, then you're supposed to go back to the middle derech hamitzua, and then when you're at the derech hamitzua, then al tet yamin usmol. Otherwise, it wouldn't make sense if you're already going all the way to the right, without adding that step in.
Which step is missing by you?
No, in your edition also, just he's
masvred. Yachzor derech mitzua.
We don't have it.
No. He has a whole. It's interesting because I looked at a different edition of the same.
It's very different. Than
yeah,
but he says, "Vizel." Oh, this is a whole entire interesting. What year is this one? And I used the newer edition. He changed. He has this girsa. He has the girsa that I have, but he's mevar it.
Up here with this one. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know where this girsa came from. Okay, but that's certainly the kavana, because otherwise you can't move. Let's say you're all the way. You went to the opposite extreme. You're all the way at the right. There's no turning right off of that. So the pasuk is obviously not saying don't turn right from the extreme right. You can't go that way. Elamai is talking where you got back to the middle point after you did all the whole work. You're back in the middle point. Don't turn right or left. Now you're good. Vizel acha sheifal. Okay, hoser ragel chamira. Afa pishik var galta satzmacha v'amadatal derech hayosher. So now it adds to it though. Even though you were margal yourself and now you're holding on the middle path, on the straight path, al tamay b'davara. But don't stand Don't like test yourself, so to say. Don't stand there by a davar rav. Loy timer. Don't say hirgalti esatzmi v'loy ira. I've already trained myself. I'm past it. I have no fear of that thing anymore. I've worked on myself. No. El haset raglo chamira. Stay away from it. Okay, here the groin just points out another thing that these psukim are four different directions. Lefanav, laachrav, yom, and smoil. Because pales in pasuk chavav hu lefanecha is right, paving the way for you before you. Shatelich v'tashkech lefanecha maat maat kanal at kseh achroi. Then achakach al teti minu smol, that's right and left. In pagata bedovara, hasi ragel chomerov v'tachzor lachorecha. If you've met up with something bad, so remove your feet means go backwards, get away from there. That's like an idea chazor chorecha. So the Gra is just pointing out that there's like four directions over here of the shmirah that a person needs.
Back.
What's that? Yeah. No, the Chol Drechecha Yikainu though is Pashas is forward. These are your paths that they're going to stay straight. You're safe now walking on your keeping going in your Midas Tavis. That's still forward. Yeah. Okay. Well, see him on Perek Dalet.
Yeah.